Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You're about to hear an interview with Alex Perry, the founder of Right Way Signs. He describes just how slow and complicated it has been for businesses in Chicago and the sign companies trying to help them to get permits from the city so that they can hang up signs. We're happy to report that at least part of that complicated process might be getting a little easier. A new ordinance was introduced in City Council in January to change the process for signs that hang over the public way, like awnings and thick lettering. If the new law passes, those permits won't need approval by City Council anymore. The local aldermen still have a role in approving the sign, but the process should be getting simpler and faster. If you want to learn how to get involved in advocating for this change and others like it, you can email us at clinic@ij.org or give us a call at 773-834-3129. If you're listening to this podcast because you love the small business owner that I'm about to feature, I want you to know that we chat with lovable small business owners every week. You can get this podcast sent directly to your phone by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. We'll just start with the basics. Can you tell me your name and the name of your business?
Yep. My name is Alex Perry, Right Way Signs.
And can you tell me the story of your business from when it was a baby seedling to where it is today?
Yeah, absolutely. So before the business, my father had a sign company in Evanston for about 25 years. And in probably the late 90s, I was helping him grow and bring it into the 21st century, kind of postponing college at the time to do that. And all of a sudden it was 2005 and I felt like it wasn't growing to my expectations. So I transferred out and went into the nonprofit sector, being basically an advocate for businesses all over the state of Illinois. And 2012 rolls around and I decided that my dad wasn't getting paid what he was worth on an hourly wage and just kind of going day to day. So we decided, let's have you kind of ease into retirement and let's start our own kind of side project. So April 1st, 2012, this company was born as a retirement project for my dad. I had picked up some skills in my previous job, designing websites, doing marketing. And so I designed a website and I was focusing on search engine optimization. And then before you knew it, I was working nights and weekends with my dad.
What a retirement.
Yeah, what a retirement. 7 days a week. It was a very interesting side hustle. I didn't really start it to make additional income. And it just all of a sudden turned into this business. And 2014, I decided to leave my former job to focus on this full time. And we had already had a few employees by that time. But looking back, I don't know how I even managed having two jobs. And here we are, about 20 employees, we have a decent amount of sales revenue, but we're working 6-7 days a week right now still, which is a good thing.
Yeah. So it sounds like you all started your journey in Evanston and chose to make a move to Chicago.
Correct.
But I bet that you could have chosen to move anywhere. So what about Chicago drew you here?
We have a lot of roots in Evanston. And in the old days, people would just come in my dad's shop, write down on a piece of paper what they wanted, and he would just do it. So Evanston was a big part of my upbringing, even though I lived in another town. It was definitely the foundation of our company. And so when we started Right Way, we started in a friend's garage in Evanston. As the business started to get some momentum, I was thinking, does it make sense for us to be here in Evanston? There's 10 other sign companies within 5 miles competing for the same amount of business. And all of the leads we were getting were from Chicago. So I felt, even though I lived downtown Chicago, I worked downtown, so it was easy for me after work to go meet with a potential client. For my dad, he was trekking all the way down from Evanston. So it was more of where the interest was coming from was what led us to Chicago. Fast forward to today, and I know a lot of people say this, but there isn't a day that goes by I don't think about moving this company out of Chicago. The one thing keeping me here is the workforce. We really could be located anywhere. We could still have the same amount of jobs in Chicago, but our workforce is very creative. I don't think they're going to be willing to make the move to Milwaukee or right across the border into Indiana. You know, a lot of them live here right in this area. They ride their bike to work, even in these frigid temps that we've, you know, been having this past winter. So that's very important to me to stay in Chicago for my staff. The other thing to mention is that we did an analysis of our financials last year, and 60 to 70% of our total revenue was outside the state of Illinois. So we're doing bigger projects all over the country. A lot of the bread and butter projects are here in Chicago. So it's just one of those strategic things that we have to think about in the future is, can we be based anywhere and then take on only the projects we want to? Or do we want to stay here in Chicago, take on a lot of smaller projects to keep the business running, and then hope for the best, you know, when the bigger projects come along?
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. I haven't heard this bit about workforce, the creative workforce of Chicago. Yeah. What do you think about this environment encourages like the development of that kind of workforce?
You know, I think Chicago's got a very big art and design scene. Obviously, we have a lot of ad agencies and marketing agencies here, some of the biggest, you know, in the country. But I think that Chicago has just always been this very artistic and creative community with a lot of colleges like Columbia or the Art Institute that focus on these programs. So a lot of that talent stays here after they graduate. And what I found is I talk with a lot of competitors. We're friendly. And I ask them, you know, how things are going on the sales front, on the design front. And the design front, it's always a challenge for them. And these are a lot of companies that are not based in Chicago. They have a hard time keeping a designer or finding the right kind of designer. And we are lucky that we have very talented design people. Their attention to detail and putting together three-dimensional designs really can help sell that project.
And if you think about the biggest challenges of maintaining a business in Chicago, what are those challenges?
Well, I mean, if I didn't start out by saying sign permitting, I would not be doing my job. So sign permitting, let's look back at Evanston. Evanston, there was a sign division, a few individuals working on sign permitting and enforcement. Real nice people. They were always on the lookout for something that wasn't done legally, or maybe, you know, the size was a little bit bigger or smaller, and they would catch that. And back then I thought, wow, these guys are a pain. And looking back on it now, I'm thinking at least there was someone there you could call and talk to. Chicago is completely different. They do not have a dedicated sign permitting division like Evanston does. And that makes things very, very complicated. And the other problem is that you have so many different parties involved in the permitting process at City Hall, including aldermen, that everyone's getting different answers from these individuals. So what an alderman's office might say about getting a permit for your business, the building department saying another thing, and then zoning is saying another thing, and then public ways and so on. And so there is not a very consistent message. If you were a business opening a restaurant, should you start thinking about your sign from the very beginning? Absolutely. The problem is that you're starting a restaurant. There are so many other things you got to worry about. A lot of our clients are restaurants, and I see them working on licensing, liquor license, build out permits, working with their contractors to build their spaces out. Sign is kind of the last thing they're going to do. And when they find out that it takes on an average of 4 to 8 months to get a sign permit, their jaw drops. And I can hear it over the phone. I mean, they don't understand why it takes so long to get a sign permit. So some customers will take this on themselves and try to call City Hall, and their experience is the same experience we have, is that there's no one they can really talk to. They get pushed from one department to the other. And then for us, it damages our business in a few ways. It ruins the experience with us because a lot of people look to us as the experts, but we can only take it so far. City Hall has got to assist us in helping these permits go through. So when a client doesn't get their sign up, they look at us thinking it's our fault. It's not the ordinance that we disagree with, it is the process. And so it impacts our bottom line. There's a handful of signs laying around the shop that can't go up until the permit is approved. And then 2018 was a very challenging year for us and our industry because there are individuals at the city level that told the sign industry that we could do things one way. And then they backed away and said, all of a sudden, we never said that. And that was in relation to putting a sign up while the permit's in process. That was always kind of the unofficial rule at City Hall. Well, that's always the way it's been. Well, they decided to change their mind, and we had to lay off 6 people last year because of it. You know, we were doing a nosedive, and we just kind of picked the business back up finally.
So Right Way Signs, can you tell me more about what your name is a reference to?
So when we started this new company, we thought about, you know, using our last name. We thought about incorporating Windy City or Chicago. So the reason we called it Right Way was because when we were a very, very small business in the early thousands, business was not what it is today. If someone doesn't pay you for a project, you're not going to pay someone else, right? It just kind of goes on and on and on. And so the whole Right Way mentality was that we are going to do business the right way. We're going to treat people properly. We're going to fix our mistakes if there's any mistakes internally or externally. So it had nothing to really to do with making the sign the right way, although we think we do. Yeah, it's more of a business mentality.
And you've talked a little bit about what it's like to work with the city of Chicago in terms of like pushing things through for your clients.
Yeah.
Is there any particular kind of licensing that has to happen on your end? And what was it like to get that here?
We had to become sign erectors. We had to get a bond with an insurance company, so a surety bond. And then we had to register with the city of Chicago. On January 1st, 2018, the city of Chicago decided to change the code to say that now you don't have to be assigned a rector, you have to be a general contractor. However, we didn't get this notice until I think it was January 10th. So all of a sudden, we started to get all these sign permit applications back saying that you need to become a general contractor as of January 1st. It wasn't like we were notified December 1st that you guys have a month to figure this out. You basically had hours. I mean, because permits that we needed to get completed by the early spring, especially we were doing some stuff outside of Wrigley Field, not for the Cubs or Wrigley Field, but for restaurants and businesses around it. And they wanted that up for opening day. So it threw this big wrench into the system. So now if you're a sign company, you have to become a general contractor. Why that is, I have no idea. It's just another complicated step. And I'm sure internally at City of Chicago, it makes a lot of sense, but externally it just has made things very chaotic. And now any general contractor can file for a sign permit if they are willing to go through that process, but not all general contractors should be installing or even manufacturing signs either. So it's a very messy process right now.
And if you could give the City of Chicago one piece of advice about building a better city for entrepreneurs, what would that advice be?
From a business owner's standpoint, I love everything about Chicago. The one struggle I have is dealing with City Hall. The challenge I have is that the city puts on a lot of workshops through BACP, Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, that tries to teach small businesses how to do things legally and properly. And there's a lot of things left out of those seminars and those webinars that they do for the business community. There was some advice I could give to the City of Chicago. It would be to truly create a small business division. Now, there could be the argument that that already exists, but I don't see anyone at City Hall being our advocate. If you want to create a pro-business, especially a pro-small business environment, you have to create a department that is led by someone that's an experienced small business owner, entrepreneur. They need to find someone to head up a small business division at the city. And then, in my opinion, break apart BACP, Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, are kind of, we're going to work with the businesses, but we're also going to slap you on the wrist when you do something wrong. So Consumer Protection should be its own division, focused on the bad players in the market. Business Affairs should help with licensing, being your voice at City Hall. You know, if a sign permit's taking 8 months to get approved, go meet with the various departments and figure out why this is happening.
And if you could use one word to describe what it's like to do business in the City of Chicago, what would that word be?
Frustrating.
Frustrating?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's things that I think all business owners have their own definition of success. We're a small company, but I think compared to especially where my dad was in the 1980s and 90s, and especially the early 2000s, I would say we're successful. And there's these weird things that I think every business owner, these goals that we have, right? So mine was always to make the Inc. 5000. For whatever reason, I just wanted my name in that magazine and say, I accomplished this task. And last year, we made it. And I had so many other issues going on with the City of Chicago that we achieved this status. And then the mayor's office even congratulated all the Chicago-based businesses. You know, it was like 100 or something businesses that reached this achievement. But I'm thinking, okay, you're supporting us that way, but daily, 70% of my time is spent playing defense with clients regarding the City of Chicago.
So, well, I'm sorry that you were distracted by bureaucracy. Okay. Is there anything else that's important for you to share about doing business in the city or about Right Way Signs?
Yeah, I mean, my previous life was in a political organization, you know, working with the business community. It was always a challenge when I was working with this other organization to get business owners involved. And there was a saying, you can't fight City Hall. I think you can, and you just got to keep going. You can't back down. So it's not so much to the City of Chicago or about Right Way. It's about all the other businesses listening to this, is get involved in your local chamber, get involved in your associations, get involved as an individual, and really present the challenges that the city faces, but also give them the solutions. We've been working with the Illinois Sign Association and the International Association and a lot of local chambers to promote a better sign code. We've made some progress, and we're hoping with this next mayor and newer members of the city council that we'll make even more progress. But I can't do it by myself, and neither can these organizations. So my message is more to the listeners to just get involved.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.